podcast.
Hi, I'm Holly.
I'm Kendall.
I'm Avery.
And today,
we are talking about the haunting of Nash Road in Columbus, Mississippi. So the haunting of Nash Road, y'all may have heard of it.
Scary.
It's pretty weird.
It's scary.
It's scary.
It's about a three-legged woman.
So it's about this three-legged woman. I don't even know her name, but they say
Holly.
we're just gonna call her the three-legged woman. Anyway, but so they say if you want to see her, you go down Nash Road when it's like completely dark. And I don't know if there's a certain time, but you're supposed to turn off your headlights, honk three times, and you will hear her knock on your roof of the car.
What?
Yeah, and then once you hear her knock on your car window, you'll turn your headlights back on and
run into a tree and then leave.
No. She will race you down the street, bumping into your car the whole
way. So she's Callum.
Okay, this podcast is not going to be serious.
Or she's a dog.
Yeah, but she will bump into your car the whole way and race you down the road. But, let's see if I can come up with anything else. But is this still recording? Yeah, okay. Anyway, but... sorry, we are not gonna take this seriously
at all.
So
commercials, any sponsors, anyone, mascara,
Claire.
Even
Claire,
sponsor us.
Someone sponsor us.
God, go.
Producer.
But so we do, just stuff on here.
We do
But back to the haunting of Nash Road.
We do stuff.
We are going to find out if she has a name or not. But they say this is the scariest urban legend of Mississippi.
For real?
Yeah. And we're talking about it, and we're totally going to go once we get our driver's license. We are going to go.
And Mabry's not allowed to jump out of a car. Nah. Callum's going to jump out of the car.
Yeah, everybody's
Ethan's
like.
Coming.
No one knows who they are.
Yeah, well, there's some friends. And then, I
swear,
Kendall and Holly, y'all are going to rely on me to, be smart about it, but yet at the same time, we all
Kendall
know I'm
going to
be
back
stupid.
All by herself,
yeah.
Crying.
Okay, so...
crying.
Keep it back there.
Okay. Nash Road, which has come to us known as Three-Legged Lady Road, is located in Columbus. According to the local legend, there are several stories. There are several stories associated with the haunted roadway. So one version tells of a young girl who was kidnapped, dismembered, and her body parts were thrown into the woods that line the road. According to the legend, the girl's mother went searching for her daughter, but she was only able to find one of her legs completely distraught. Her mother carried the leg up and down the road looking for her daughter.
What?
That is scary.
The cat be like, here, I got your leg.
I still can't find the name.
Wait, is that her name?
Some believe the haunting can be traced back to an old church that was once located on Nash Road. Wow. It has been said that when the church was no longer in use, the static cult began using the human sacrifices.
That is crazy, human sacrifices.
Oh my
god. I can't wait to go.
Get children and kill them. They're like, you're a sacrifice.
You're a sacrifice now. I really want to know her name. Although the church has been torn down, locals still report spotting the three-legged lady, with most paranormal taking place between 261 and 4. Oh, okay, never mind. That's taking place between some times. I can't really read it. But yes, it's like a historic landmark. There are historic landmarks down that road. But anyway, that is.
You're taking this a little too seriously than we actually do.
I know. This is more serious than we thought we were going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
no, duh.
We can't wait to go. We're going to go.
Some friends are going to go.
Anyway.
Maybe had said I got to get the football people on the phone. No, I gotta get Easton on the phone.
No, I'm gonna dial
911. Do us where Easton we have a friend. We're gonna call him Tom.
For
personal reasons, we'll call him Tom. We're gonna
Tom
bring
Crump.
We're
Tom
gonna Crump. Bring we're don't say the last name, please. but we're gonna bring him because he's gonna try to tackle air, which is the ghost. I saw air. He will try to tackle it.
I'll bring my bat and my hammer.
I know, and she, like Kendall's saying she's gonna bring. What are you gonna bring, Kendall?
My bat, my hammer.
And guess who?
I'm gonna bring Tom. That's what I'm
gonna do. Yeah, I swear, I'm gonna bring the car. You're gonna bring Tom. You're gonna bring the bat and hammer. But I swear,
no, you're
gonna
be swinging around in
air. You're gonna be swinging around in air and then break the window that's right beside where you sit, and then you're screwed.
You should just bring your mom's minivan.
My mom's minivan. Anyway, but so that was Nash Road. We're gonna go one day. Anyway, let's also talk about the conspiracy that's going around about deja vu.
Oh, I love deja vu.
Deja vu. Okay, so
does that mean I get used to be Ariana Grande?
But there's this conspiracy theory going around deja vu. I know you've heard it, Kendall. Have you heard it, Holly?
You told me.
Oh yeah,
you told me.
I was like, you told me about it.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Here, it's Kendall's boat.
Okay, deja vu is like basically you had like lives before this, like so. Totally kidding. You used to be Ariana Grande, and you may have drowned one day. And so if you drown again in your normal body, that means you remember drowning at Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ariana Grande is like, still alive, so there's no way you could have been Ariana Grande.
But I could have.
But you're not.
But the conspiracy theory is that deja vu, once it feels like you've been like living there before, you've felt that feeling before, you've been in that exact type of situation. Anyway, but they say that maybe, like, after you die, and they say that you see the light after you die, that may be you being reborn, not going to heaven. And then babies might cry so much because they're still remembering everything from their past life. And then since you don't really remember that much through your first years, they're saying they're still wiping out half of your memories. But yet, if you feel like you've been in that situation before, deja vu, then it may be like a few memories that didn't get wiped out of your brain, that you lived in your past life. And I thought that was actually very possible.
I know. I felt like I've been to some place before. I was like, I think it was just like a few weeks ago. I was looking at something and I'm like, I've seen that before. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I've seen that before.
But it's weird because every time I'm driving down a road, I feel like that. Like most times that I feel deja vu, I'm driving down a road.
Your house?
No, just because
you do it every day.
Like, no, like, I'm talking about roads I haven't been to in like 5 years. And I will feel like I have rode at that exact same speed. It was the exact same weather and everything.
Yeah, like you may have lived there before. Like, not days or
you're just, ruining
you've
her
been there. You've been there before. I'm just making sense.
Or even like a road, even a road that I don't recognize.
She got a weapon!
Anyway, there's also a conspiracy theory about NASA. Have y'all heard about that one?
NASA?
Okay, NASA.
Okay, we're kicking someone out of our podcast.
Anyway, that was a friend. We'll call her Angela.
No, it's Lydia.
Friend.
No, it's Angela.
Anyway.
No, my name's Lydia.
Okay.
Anyway,
get out of our face. Angela.
Lydia Ruth Favor, if I get famous.
Anyway. But they say, you know, NASA actually used to study water. They used to study the
water.
Ocean. No, they actually used to study the ocean. And then one day they say they saw something and then they stopped. They just stopped completely and started
mermaids.
Working on space.
No,
they
should I say my address and tell them to go? Lydia! This is gonna go on the internet.
But anyway, they do say that, like, they were searching. They were searching water. And then they say they
shut
they,
up.
Sorry, there's a plane out here.
Shut up, Angela.
But anyway, she they say that they saw something, and then they started studying space. So they went from trying to seek as much of the Earth as possible to trying to get us out off the Earth.
What?
Yeah, so what did they see exactly?
Aliens, mermaids, Bigfoot.
Aliens.
Bigfoot.
If you don't be quiet, Angela, I'm gonna hit you.
Like they went from searching our Earth to going up to space and trying to get us off, finding ways to get
That's
us off Earth. That is crazy. Like, I thought that could be true, too.
So what are we gonna do, die?
I don't know.
Like, COVID already is killing people. Like, what else do you need from
COVID,
me?
For real? COVID sucks.
I think they made that to kill more people.
Oh, wait. There's this Nathan thing. You know, I'm pretty sure it was, like, every 200 years or something. There was, like, they say, like, viruses or pandemics happen, like, every 100, 200 years. Because, like, they went from one pandemic 200 years later another. And then
okay,
all the way up
the
to coronavirus.
The pandemic before this was, like, Posey or something?
No, there was the Spanish flu. There was one where they used to wear those masks because they thought it wouldn't get you sick, like with the good smells
of
it. Yeah, and it made you look like a bird or whatever. There was the Spanish flu. There was the regular flu. And then they said another pandemic. It went all the way up to 2020 to where it was
and the next pandemic has something to do with oil.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, for real. It was crazy. But,
it would hurt.
So, Okay. Holly, do you want to join us?
Oh my god!
We okay. Want to join us? Anyway.
Have anybody else? I know you like that. I know you like that channel or whatever. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
You have to
take Landon. Oh my god. Angela, just leave us alone.
I'm not Angela.
So guys, sorry this podcast is supposed to be serious, but it's not gonna be taken seriously, so maybe that'll get us more followers.
Never again.
We're never serious.
I want this podcast to be like, cause mom said so.
No, like that's actually a podcast with all the dance moms.
cause mom.
Okay, just watch it. I like how I look crazy. Like, no one knows what I'm talking about.
Like, dance moms, yeah.
Jamie Lab.
No, but it's
Kendall,
like,
Kendall, were you really on Dance Babies?
Dance Babies? No, I was on Dance Moms.
Wait.
But it was a pageant.
Let me, oh, well. You've ever heard,
As
have you
baby.
Ever heard the saying, would you belong to the streets?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the little three-legged woman on Nash Road, she belonged to the streets.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, sorry. We found Tom.
We just found a friend.
We just found Tom.
A child in the wild.
We found Tom. I don't think that was him.
He was darker.
He looked too much like him, though.
I don't know. No, he was not.
What?
I don't know. Sorry, okay, we just saw a child roaming around, and we thought it was a friend.
We thought
maybe,
it was
maybe
Tom.
Not.
It was Bob's best friend.
It was, no, it was Tom's best friend. We're going to call him Bob.
Yeah.
Tom and Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have called him Jerry. Tom and Jerry.
Anyway,
but anyway, sorry for all the argument. We have other kids around here.
We
have other people around here that are not in our podcast
tonight, like live.
Yeah, we're gonna do. I don't know. But
I can't.
We have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, we do. What's it called again?
It's called Kindle and Mabry.
Kindle and Mabry. And we're going to
make... The Crackhead Crew.
Yes, the Crackhead... Oh, we should name it the Crackhead Crew.
It is the Crackhead
okay,
Crew.
Okay, nice. Okay.
We have an email and everything.
Oh, we have an email and everything. If y'all have questions, we will...
Kindle and Mabry.
So it's called Kindle and Mabry. Like,
and
everything...
We have our email at Crackhead Crew.
Have you posted anything?
Gmail at gmail.com. I made everything.
Okay. So we will post that, I guess,
in a
second.
You're in it?
But, yeah, you're in it.
I think she's shocked because I did all of this.
Like, ow!
I swear, Holly looked at us like, you
ripped it! The weird thing is, Holly did this when we were friends for 2 months.
That's crazy, I know. But, like, I swear, Holly...
We haven't even been friends for a year. We've only been friends for 8 months.
Holly,
she ripped
Holly,
my
you,
Hollywhacker. It's better than being friends for a month.
Holly,
she ripped my Hollywhacker.
Holly looked at us like...
She's like, y'all are crazy.
Yo, she's like, no,
like, friends,
she,
like,
she
for
really
40
said,
years.
She said, Talon, is that Talon?
I hope it's not.
It looks too nice of a car.
That's how he showed up in a Tesla. Oh, that is not his mom. That looks like a
Tesla.
No, Talon would show up and, like, his car would be covered in mud. Oh,
if his stepdad drops him off.
Well, I guess that's all we got to talk about today. Anyway, I know. I can't wait to make more episodes, and I hope y'all like it. But anyway.
I hope we're a little bit more serious.
Yeah, I hope we're a little bit more serious next time. So...
Oh, that's not Talon.
That's not Talon. Never mind.
Saying his name.
Whatever. That's not Bob.
That's not Jerry.
That's not Jerry.
Y'all
anyway, hope that we can take this more serious next time. But see y'all next
time.
Thank y'all and see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.